Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
This good day, it is a gift from you. The world is turning in its place because you made it too. I lift my voice.
What people are talking about is the focus of the Good Day program. This is the Good Day Show, yes. I'm Doug Steffen, along with my friends Jennifer Horn and Rich McFadden and Kara Schillen, all here working. I don't want to say working hard because we really aren't, but we're having a good time focusing on a lot of the things that people are yakking about, television news, et cetera, et cetera. More news on Downton Abbey. Which is good news, I think. And Ellen DeGeneres is in the news, the television news as well. Plus, the situation with Erin Andrews. But first, I want to make reference to the O.J. Trial, which is going on. That, you know, wait a minute. O.J.'s in jail. How can there be a trial? Well, it's sort of a retrial of the trial. Not only the TV show that's on FX is getting a lot of attention, but this knife thing. So whether or not, I'm trying to analyze what I've seen here. Did OJ admit he did it by saying, quote, I'm not that stupid. I got on a plane that night to Chicago. That's all I'm going to say. He burst into laughter, apparently, when he heard about the LAPD testing the knife that they found in the ground in the Rockingham area where his house was. You remember?
Sure, he would laugh because either he got away with murder and they can't charge him again if that is the weapon, or, you know, he's going, gosh, they're bungling this again. What's going on? I mean, of course he's going to laugh.
Well, but when he said, I'm not that stupid, I got on a plane that night to Chicago, that's all I'm going to say. Mm-hmm. That sounds kind of like an admission to me.
Well, you know.
Yes, no, maybe?
I don't think so.
You don't?
No.
What does it sound like to you?
I wouldn't be that stupid to bury the knife in my backyard.
That still sounds like an admission to me. What'd I do with the knife then? If he didn't bury it in his backyard, the anticipated answer is, okay, I buried the knife somewhere else.
Well, I think the bigger question in my mind is, who buried that knife in your backyard and why was it there?
Mm-hmm. Or did they bury it, they just drop it, and they get covered up by the gardener?
If you're not that stupid, then why did somebody else put it in? Or maybe it was a setup.
Mm-hmm. Well, and that's the problem. Is all along, he said, oh, I'm going to find the real killers and do this for my kids.
Yeah.
And, you know, that the optics then were him on the golf course. I'm going to make a note to him, to President Obama, to other people who are fans of golfing. Mm-hmm. If you're going to say you're going to do something serious, don't get caught on camera at a golf course. It never works out well.
So for those of you who may not remember, the revelation here is that this knife at O.J. Simpson's home was kept as a souvenir by a retired policeman. He had it for 18 years. Come on, man. If I'd have buried it, why didn't the cops see the ground had been dug up? Is what O.J. said at
Something
lunch yesterday in prison.
Yeah.
Now, how do they know? Wait a minute. How does the news media know what O.J. is saying at lunch in the prison?
Oh, I'm sure they talk to guards or they talk to... I'm sure they get in there somehow. Or they make it up.
I'm reading a story here where O.J. is apparently up for parole, eligible for parole next year.
Uh-huh. Right? This will hurt him if his knife turns out to be it.
That's what they're saying. Uh-huh. But why?
Because they'll extend
his... Got nothing to do with the crime that he's in there for.
Yeah, but they won't grant his parole.
Uh-huh. Why?
Yeah.
What do you mean, why?
What's he been doing? He's been a modern prisoner.
Not guilty of the murder that the knife is... allegedly attached to. If he was found not guilty, how can they tie the knife to him and his current conviction?
Doesn't
justice system has a way of working itself out.
And it's the system. It's not the legal system. It's the gotcha system.
Exactly.
Yeah. They were
fair.
OJ says they were all over the place like flies for weeks. It's complete bull.
You know what this is, Doug? This is my old, they can't convict you on what they say you did, so now they get something else on you.
Yep.
Well, that's exactly what's happening.
And that's what the whole attitude is. All right, so let's move to the next conviction, if you will, or the next trial. Hulk Hogan.
That guy.
Continuing, I love Hulkster.
Continues to testify in his $100 million invasion of privacy lawsuit against Gawker. Gaka. Gaka.
Or Gawker.
And
Bubba the Love Sponge.
Yeah.
He was having a little unkabunga with Bubba's wife. The jury trial raises important questions about the line between privacy and free expression.
He says, I was completely humiliated.
He was. Did you see how, I mean, I watched the video.
Hulk is not.
He was completely humiliated because the Hulkster was all about taking your, you know, saying your prayers, taking your vitamins and something else. Oh, no. God, I'm getting old. What was it?
Whatever it was, it's the same line of BS that OJ was just talking about.
Well, and this video shows him, like, before he's getting ready to, you know, he's, like, burping and he's going, I ate too much. It was so disgusting.
Him called Dr. Jack for some of those enzymes.
It's, like, the worst thing ever. He's, like, belching and then he, like, you know, jumps in. It's like, ooh, yuck.
Can't imagine somebody with as much class as Hulk Hogan has.
I think it's more embarrassing for the woman in the, I mean, give me a break. You want to go running if you see that coming at you.
Well, if you've ever seen Bubba the Love Sponge and compare his body to the Hulkster's body.
Oh, Hulk's hot.
Yeah, okay. He doesn't have much hair, but other than that.
No.
That's why he wears that stupid bandana.
Well, he has a lot of hair, just none of it on top of his head.
Yeah, it's all on his back.
Yeah.
Ew, it is not his
shades. How do you know that?
Because he's always got his shirt off, but he waxes, clearly.
He doesn't have any on his head, so I'm
always
assuming.
Yes, he does. He has the fringe.
All right, what's trending at DougStefan.com today? Michael Bloomberg nixing a run for the presidency this year. American Airlines pilots blasting the company for their toxic culture. And if it hadn't been for the American Pilots Union signing on, U.S. Airways would never have been able to take over American. They would have stayed on their own as an individual company. So Doug Parker, who runs, he ran U.S. Air before. He ran Allegheny before that. And he worked at American before that. Managed to maneuver through stock manipulation and talking to all the various and sundry people that were part of this, including the pilots union. But the pilots union went along. They signed an agreement to support the American Airlines US Air merger, and now they basically wish they hadn't because the chairman is a liar. I could have told you that before, but too bad. They were so anxious to get away from American because it was so bad. Now they all wish it was the way it was before because it's a whole lot worse now than it was. Anybody who rides American with regularity will tell you that. Anyway, so that's one of the stories trending at DougStefan.com. Also, the jury award for Erin Andrews in the $55 million nude video lawsuit.
Yay.
Scrutiny. Well, I'm not sure she's going to get all that money. She might get something, but she's not going to get it all.
They'll definitely take it back to court.
But
try and get out of it.
One of the things that I want to have us focus on in a moment is the claim that the Marriott chain has changed. The lawyer said that they've changed everything. Nothing happens the way it happened then. And we're going to examine that in a moment with a clip from Inside Edition, the television report, which is next here on Good Day. First, I want to remind you, if you have hair like the Hulkster, you may want to try to get it back again. Maybe we should get a hold of the Hulkster and tell him about how he can take care of his hair loss with Provia. What do you think, Jennifer?
That'll
is that worth
well.
A call?
I'm sure, huh? I'm sure that'll
Somebody
sure
call
that'll
the Hulkster
well.
And tell him we've got the perfect fix for his hairline. It's Provia. Hair loss a problem for you? Provia. Thinning hair a problem for you? Use Provia. This takes care of the problem in so many different ways. Treats it actually three different ways. Cleanses your scalp, opens up the pores, number one. Number two, when the hair comes in, it has a volumizer in it, and it thickens the hair that you have. So even if you don't have a lot, it looks like you got more because of the volumizer in Provia. And number three, it keeps the pores open and encourages, if you will, the growth of new hair. You will have your hair back again. Male pattern baldness doesn't work for that. It doesn't work for any illnesses. But if you have normal hair loss due to the plugging up of the pores because you use cheap shampoos, you'll want to call 800-525-8319 and sign up for Provia. 800-525-8319 to get your hair back or your money back.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This track and field star won 3 gold medals and 2 bronze at the 2000 Summer Olympics, but she was stripped of them all after admitting to using performance-enhancing drugs.
A time of 10.75. What superb sprinting by Marion Jones.
So where is Marion Jones now? Marion served 6 months in jail in 2008 for committing check fraud and for lying about her use of PEDs under oath. She appeared on the show Life After on the TV One network and recently sat down with Oprah Winfrey to discuss her highs and lows and what it was like to tell her children about going to prison.
I made a poor choice, and that at that point satisfied their curiosity. I hope one day when people remember me, that's at the end of my name, there's a dot, 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 because the story continues. It doesn't end when you make a mistake.
Here's hoping Marion stays on the right track. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Call now, 888-759-MYTV.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
Do you dream about big success? You should. It helps form your vision. But if you stop there, it's only a fantasy.
Do you talk about your big dreams? Great. It pays to get advice from people who've been there, done that. But if that's all you do, it's just idle conversation.
Do you learn continuously? It's critical in our fast-changing world, but it's not enough.
Do you plan? It's important to have written goals that you review every day.
But dreaming and talking and learning and planning are all a waste if you don't do something.
While everything else is important, taking action is the only way to create the future you want.
Do. It's the secret to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. So who knows more four-letter, very naughty words? Little boys or little girls? Here's the answer and the developmental science of it. Hard to believe, but 3- and 4-year-old girls know a greater number of colorful phrases than do little boys. But boys tend to use foul terms much more frequently than little girls.
Broad, dumb, fretting, house, stickled, piper!
However, there are those who believe that this is equaling out with both little girls and little boys, well, using those naughty words. What's the cheap psychological trick? When you hear these words, and you will, let the kid know immediately that it's unacceptable language, but do not overreact. If you do, the cursing takes on a magical quality and you will hear it everywhere. If it continues, well, timeout works very well with this behavior. Check out my book, Cheap Psychological Tricks for Parents, at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MYTV.
Today on App Check, with sand slides, guide sand into colored chutes by drawing a slide or a bucket. Simple yet challenging. Good game for all ages. Sand slides. It's a hit.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.
All right, let's get to the story of Erin Andrews. If you haven't heard, a jury awarded her $55 million in the case against that stalker and the management company of the Nashville Marriott. The stalker, back in 2008, getting a room next to her, got the room when he just asked where she was staying. And the guy said, okay, she's in 813. And the guy says, 812 available? Yep, okay,
yeah,
we'll put me in 812.
Right next door.
Right next door. So then the lawyer for Marriott said insistently, as a matter of fact, that the hotel isn't liable because they've changed everything. It's not happened since. Don't worry, we wouldn't be so foolish as to allow this to happen. Well, what I loved was the measures already are in place. So you think that's true? Here's a clip from Inside Edition, and the reference goes all the way back to 2008, from 2008 to today. Listen to this.
Back in 2009, Inside Edition conducted a test at the same hotel where Aaron's ordeal took place, the Vanderbilt Marriott in Nashville.
I wanted to see if I could get a room next to another guest, please.
Jim Murray asked for a room next to a specific guest, his colleague Lisa Guerrero. When Jim arrived, the hotel confirmed Lisa was a guest.
She's already infected.
Jim wasn't able to get a room next to Lisa. It was booked, but they let him know he was close. Well, we wanted to know if hotel security is any different today. Ann Mercogliano checked into the Marriott Marquis in the heart of New York's Times Square.
Here we go.
A half hour later, Les Trent called the same hotel to book a room next to Ann's.
I'm hoping to get next to a friend of mine who's also checking in this afternoon.
Here's what happened when Les checked in.
That's next to her room then?
Yep.
So what's changed since the last time we conducted that test? Not much. I asked for a room next to my colleague, Ann Mercogliano. Now, they don't know we know each other, but they gave me a room two doors down. Hey, Ann.
Now, oh, hi.
Did anyone say to you that someone had asked for a room next to yours?
No, no one's called me. No one's called. No one's come by, no.
The hotel being sued by Aaron Andrews says in a statement, since the incident in question, the Nashville Marriott at Vanderbilt has changed management. The new management company requires and enforces a strict adherence to policies regarding guest privacy, and as such has implemented additional safety and privacy measures. But if what happened to us is any indication, things don't seem to have changed much elsewhere.
A spokesperson for the Marriott Corporation said, quote, our policy is that requests for connecting or adjoining rooms must be verified by both parties before the request should be granted. We will reiterate this policy to our host.
Did they say that they have a new management company?
Yeah.
So Marriott doesn't manage their own hotels?
Well,
some of them do, some of them don't.
Right. They sell the branding. It's all kinds of different franchise arrangements. But it's just one more reason not to go to a Marriott, as far as I'm concerned. All right, Jen. Ellen DeGeneres had a game show called Heads Up, but it got canceled. They made 65 of these. Why did they do that? What's going on with that?
I don't know. And this one, actually, have you played the game? Because this is the idea behind Heads Up was based on an app that Ellen created where you put your cell phone up to your head. It says a name, sort of like charades, and people give you clues. You try to guess what's on the cell phone. It is so much fun. Mm-hmm. And so the TV gurus that be had created this TV version. They had 65 shows already in the can, and the HLN people decided that they wouldn't be able to sell it.
Yeah, but why would they put on headline news? What has it got to do with that?
Isn't that strange? I know.
A game show network, or she got off Hooch and put it on some other.
CNN was trying to ride Ellen's popularity.
Well, they didn't do a good job of it. They'll go somewhere else.
And, you know, I'm just surprised that one of the bigger networks didn't take it. Because, you know, they've had some success with primetime game shows lately.
They have.
So it was the wrong place, and they probably just didn't know how to sell it right.
Jimmy Kimmel's going to host the Emmys this year. Boo.
That's right. Hey, no, that'll be fun.
Nah.
And Gina Davis taking the starring role in The Exorcist reboot.
That's kind of scary. Huh? Ooh. All right. Downton Abbey's going to be a movie. You wait and see.
Right.
51 after the hour here on Good Day.